This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Bruce Vail. Apple is eyeing a major acquisition. More after this.
When it comes to getting the legal help you need, LegalZoom provides a great solution that works with your busy schedule. If you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a trademark, will, or living trust, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need and help you take care of all the details. Call or visit LegalZoom.com today. And don't forget to enter WSJ in the referral box at checkout for a special discount. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services, but it's not a law firm.
Apple is in talks to acquire Beats Electronics, the high-end headphone company that earlier this year started a subscription music service. People familiar with the talk say a deal for Beats could cost Apple more than $3 billion, which would make it its largest ever acquisition. Advertising giants Omnicom Group and Publicis Group have reportedly called off their $35 billion merger, which would have created the world's largest ad firm by revenue. Originally billed as a merger of equals, the deal fell apart due to several factors, including which executives would fill top roles and which company would be listed as the legal acquirer of the other. The maker of the Chinese dating and chat app Momo is considering a U.S. initial public offering this year. Momo has grown rapidly since its 2011 launch. As of January, it had more than 35 million monthly active users. Radio Shack is scrapping its plan to close up to 1,100 stores after it failed to reach an agreement with its lenders, dealing a blow to the company's restructuring plans. Radio Shack's credit agreements allow it to close only about 200 stores without the approval of its lead lenders. The retailer is moving forward with plans to close that number of stores instead. On Wall Street, stocks posted gains early Thursday, but they were mostly gone by the close of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average did hang on for a 32-point gain, closing at 16,550. The NASDAQ Composite lost 16 points. The S&P 500 fell 2. You can get the latest headlines at WSJ.com. I'm Bruce Vail for the Wall Street Journal.